This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, let's talk a little bit today about the typical shelter victim that we see, some of the characteristics of that person. First of all, she's a high school dropout.
Yeah, typically, these are the clients that we see, and we want everybody to know that this can happen to anybody in any socioeconomic background. But the average client that we see coming through our shelter has dropped out of high school, doesn't have even maybe her GED, has limited job experience, and frequently has started having children when she's young.
That's right. And it's I know it's popular among the high school set these days to celebrate someone having a baby, when it is a time for celebration, but it's also embarking on an 18-year commitment that you've got to raise that child. And what we want to talk a little bit about today is what are the implications of that and maybe some of the things that young girls can do to not get in that situation. So let's talk a little bit about the implications of it. If I think I've mentioned on this program before that there's a lot of ways to get to poverty, but one of the quickest ways is to be a single woman, young, with no skills, no education, and with small children to raise.
Exactly.
It's a hard life.
And then you're setting your children up for growing up in poverty. And gone are the days when people can really make it with HUD housing assistance and getting government subsidies. You barely survive these days.
That's right.
You don't get a check for each child like back in the day. You get a certain amount. There's a cap on it, and that's it. That's all you get for whether you have the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth child. You get monies for like two children.
And the job situation, obviously, in this area is probably the worst it's been in years with plant closings and whatnot. It used to be you could make it in the workplace by getting a job at one of the local furniture factories or one of the other businesses in the area, but most of those jobs now are gone. So I guess a couple of messages here. Number one is if you're going to drop out of high school, you need to rethink that situation, obviously.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for not being able to get a decent job, and you're setting yourself up for having to depend on someone who may be abusive to you, and you're staying with him for financial reasons.
That's right. And women come into our shelter, they have really three options. They can go back to the victim, which is the easiest way to do it, because at least their physical needs are taken care of. They get food and clothing and shelter. They can depend on the welfare system, which is kind of iffy, as you were just talking about. Or third, they can make the hard decisions about having to get those job skills. So number one is don't drop out of high school unless you absolutely have to. And number two, there are alternatives to having babies.
Right. And if you talk to your local health department, they have a world of information to share. And you can, as a teenager, talk to them, and they'll talk to you about services available to you. The number in Yancey County to the health department is 682-6118, and I do not have the number for Mitchell County's health department, but it's in your phone book under Mitchell County Health Department.
And we hope to have in the next couple of weeks someone on the program from one of the health departments to talk a little bit more about this. Now, you've got a special program coming up for graduating seniors.
Well, we wanted to have a program about having a safe prom, and we were not able to pull that off this year. The Burnsville Town Center was willing to give us a space, but we have not been able to pull that off, you know, with the school. But we are asking that people continue to donate prom dresses, maybe the cost of a tuxedo rental. Maybe agree to do someone's hair or nails for free, or help with makeup. And also, if you want to give some monies earmarked for prom night so kids can afford the tickets, we can give you a tax receipt, and then we will take whatever you've donated eventually to the school guidance counselors, and they will distribute it to the children who are in need. And they're going to do that in a discreet manner.
give them a phone number in case they want more information or to participate.
Call me directly about that at 678-3436, or you may leave things for the prom at our thrift store, which is 621 West Main Street, directly across the street from Wishbone's Restaurant.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place 24 hours a day, 765-4044. Thanks for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.